1935, Duke 72nd. 235, Aaron, this is Ron. How can I help? I got a mechanical rolling there.
Hey, when I'm coming out of a stop, I raise my bus because I was lower, it's just easier. And I'm now having to do it 3 and 4 times before the bus will recognize that it's no longer lowered. And it's just getting worse. At first it was just every now and then a second time. Now it's almost every stop 3 and 4 times.
I'm trying to think of those. I think that's an air kind of situation there, not a hydraulic. Let me ask you, when you get to the end of the line there, would you be able to hot foot it back to the garage, get another bus, and then be back at the westbound Fayetteville by 11:07 there? We'll just cancel on the Mount Scott trip there.
It is possible. I can at least be really close to that time, yeah.
Let's plan on that. Make sure you write a work card, and I'll see if I can't dig up a bus and any other information there for you so that you can be hot on it right away there.
Alrighty, and so I'm just going to take a left on 92nd off of Flavelle instead of going all the way up to Mount Scott, or do you still want me to do that Mount Scott loop?
Well, do you normally have passengers that go up there?
I don't know. I'm on vacation relief, so I'm not entirely sure how it works. If I have passengers at that point, I will certainly take them up. I won't just kick them off.
Well, see how far they're going. If they're just going to that next stop, maybe they'd be willing to walk. But yeah, if they need to go on up, we probably, let me see how much the followers like a half hour behind you, so we probably need to run them on up there.
Alrighty, if they need to go up, I'll take them up. If not, I will hightail it down 92nd to get back to the garage and get a new bus.
Okay, and I'm going to curtail the inbound trip now, going up Mount Scott there, so you'll probably see that pop up here momentarily.
Alrighty, thank you very much, I appreciate it.
Thank you, at 1041.